Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, what's going on?
Last month, the California State Supreme Court ruled that these gig workers, like we have contract workers, whether it's an Uber driver or a graphic artist for a tech firm or any firm, the contract out workers, what are their rights, what are their privileges, and who's included and who's not included as a contract worker? And it's raised a whole question about Uber drivers who are, at least in the opinion of Uber, part-time workers who are independent contractors who select their own hours, decide to work and when not to work. Jennifer Herrera, who spent sort of an ongoing war with tech in San Francisco, whether it's Airbnb or Google Buses, or in this case, Uber and Lyft, and their use of the city streets, says, it's going to take a look at that here in San Francisco, whether or not you guys are actually paying the benefits and paying the overtime and getting the minimum wage. So he's trying to use the Supreme Court or state Supreme Court ruling to sort of put the screws on Uber and Lyft.
Any response yet from the companies?
No, it's not the first time. Last year, you might recall, Dennis Herrera got in mad about Uber and Lyft, as a lot of other politicians in San Francisco did too, said they were flooding the streets with cars. And he demanded a whole bunch of information about like who was driving, when they were driving, and where they were driving. And some of the companies complied, and others said, no, we're going to put it on appeal. So this is one of those things that I'm not sure what law has been broken. I called the city attorney's office and asked, did you guys get a complaint from Uber and Lyft drivers saying they weren't being treated fairly? No comment. They're not going to say one way or the other. So I got a feeling that what we have here is some, legal showmanship by the city attorney. Like I said, not crazy about tech. Feels they come into town, sort of set their own rules and expect everybody else to follow them. And he's sort of answering them back, saying not so fast.
So a question is whether these drivers are actually making minimum wage, which is $14 an hour in San Francisco. And if you don't have the data, you don't know if they're paying the driver's minimum wage.
That's right. And that $14 an hour is going to be $15 an hour pretty soon. And that's the question there, Patty. Now, the other question is this. If Patty, Jeff, and Phil sign up to be an Uber driver or anything else as an independent contractor, and we do it on our phone and in our own work part-time, is that the risk we take by being an independent contractor? Do we have those guarantees? No. The nature of independent contracting work is you don't get the benefits. You don't get those sort of protections. You're in it on your own. And up until the state Supreme Court started raising questions about who is, by legal definition, an independent contractor, basically what they said is, look, if Uber and Lyft's business is driving cars and you're driving a car, that means that you're doing what they need to be done, so you are sort of like you're not an independent contractor doing something extra for them. You're doing what they do. They're not just a service platform that puts drivers in touch with customers. You guys are actually working for them. This is going to be the beginning of the hash out we're going to see in what we call the gig economy. And one of the questions is Jeff, Patty, and the Uber drivers, are they getting a fair shake? And is customer Phil Mateer, who calls up Uber, going to continue to get a discount that he's been getting? It's going to be the future of the economy here in the Bay Area and probably in the country on this. And this is one of the first questions being asked by the city attorney.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.